The Ethiopian Airlines crash yesterday has left a good part of the world in mourning. The victims came from 35 different countries. Many of them worked for the United Nations, which lost at least 21 staffers. NPR's Eder Peralta has this remembrance.
All across the world, United Nations facilities fly their flags at half staff. In New York, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres opens a session with somber words.
A global tragedy as it close to home, and the United Nations is united in grief.
Many of the UN staffers were headed to a big environmental conference at the UN in Nairobi.
Our colleagues were women and men, junior professionals and seasoned officials.
The Office of the High Commissioner on Refugees lost three staffers. Nadia Ali and Jackson Musoni worked in a war-torn region of Sudan. And Jessica Haiba worked in Somalia. All of them leave behind small children. UNHCR Chief Filippo Grandi says the three are an example of how to keep going despite heartbreak.
So it is a very sad occasion, but also an occasion for us to come together to celebrate the lives of generous and devoted and committed people.
Among the others who perished were academics, diplomats, and artists. The Nigerian author Pius Adesami was one of the best thinkers on post-colonial Africa. He was on Wandia Joya's dissertation committee at Penn State.
He was funny, but he was also a very committed and intelligent scholar.
To Joya, who teaches literature in Nairobi, this plane crash touched the heart of a whole continent.
Talking of Pius, he had a vision for Africa. So this is not only a big loss, but a very symbolic one.
Symbolic, just like the Addis Ababa to Nairobi route this plane was on. It's a route that binds two African powerhouses. It also connects the African Union to the United Nations. It's a route that symbolizes some of the continent's grandest ambitions. And many of the people on that plane represented just that. Eder Peralta, NPR News, Nairobi.